WTAW News time is 7:05, 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Brazos County commissioners have started the process of reducing traffic south of College Station. County Judge Dwayne Peters says to lessen congestion on Arrington Road south of William D. Fitch, a developer has donated the land to extend Mesa Verde Drive. We'll see if that audio plays.
Actually come out there at the overpass where the speedway's at. What our hope is that we'll get a lot of relief from Arrington, and then we may be able to deal with Arrington.
Commissioners plan to include that and a second project in next year's budget. Peter says they are looking at extending Cherokee Street to the feeder road. The judge says they are looking at road projects in all precincts. A current member of Bryan's Planning and Zoning Commission at the Bryan Business Council has announced running for city council. Ruben Marine is a salesman for the international food condiment company Mizkin Americas. Marine is a third-generation Bryan resident who says he wants to follow his father in representing single-member District 1. Joe Marine served two terms between 2001 and 2007. The filing period for the Bryan and College Station city councils and school boards continue through August 22nd. As Texas A&M finishes its first campus master plan since 2004, the city of College Station has been among the organizations that have provided input. City Manager Kelly Templin on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says there is better communication with the university and the A&M system, which is needed to avoid snags the city is facing with a new student housing complex.
You mentioned the large student housing project on Luther. I think if we could have planned better to improve, say, in that instance, Luther, to prepare for that, that would have been nice. But that's a good case study. Moving forward, if we have access to their planning discussions and what have you, we'd like to get ahead of some of those issues.
A&M is about a month away from revealing the final draft of the master plan, and approval is expected in October. Yesterday was the 26th Community Impact Award Luncheon, sponsored by the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce. The award recognizes Hispanic, African American, Asian, American Indian, and women business owners who have demonstrated a significant impact on the local community. Representing the title sponsor, Texas A&M Assistant Vice President for Finance, Rex Janney, says there will be a sixth category next year.
We're going to include in the nomination process businesses that are service disabled, veteran owned businesses. That is a small but very growing entities that are contributing to not only this community but other communities throughout the state.
This year's winners are Jill Gallagher of First Alliance Mortgage, Veronica Morgan of Mitchell and Morgan Engineers, and Augustine Trevino of Trevino Smith Funeral Home. You can hear more from the awards program online at WTAW.com. This Friday is a free community planning meeting to address the decline of the monarch butterfly population in Bryan and College Station. Hallie Cooch from College Station's Parks and Recreation Department says planting milkweed, the monarch's number one food source, is the best way you can help increase the population.
Monarchs, as well as other butterflies, help pollinate other plants. So without these pollinators, many of our favorite crops would be gone. Nearly 90% of all plants need a pollinator to reproduce. And so they're also a good food source for other species. So it's important, and it's an important connector in the ecosystem.
Cooch says the city is creating a monarch-friendly demonstration garden at Lick Creek Park, altering mowing schedules and planting milkweed in community and school gardens. Friday's public meeting starts at 1:30 at the USDA building on Holloman. WTAW News time is 7:09. It's 76 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 7:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Gabe Bach in studio with Jason Rollo of Rollo Insurance. Go to RolloInsurance.com. Jason, educate us a little bit on insurance, because I believe that most of us don't know enough about the insurance process.
You know, Gabe, when you talk about the insurance process, you're really talking about understanding what you're buying. And I believe, sadly, that many people have made insurance into a commodity, and it's not. People need to understand what's covered in their policies, and the way to do that is through education. So we try to sit down with people, explain the policies, make sure they know what they're purchasing, and then, of course, give the service that takes care of them during the time of a need. And so we do that by being local. We have offices in Franklin, Buffalo, Fairfield, Huntsville, and, of course, where I'm at here in Bryan College Station, the center of our world. And we ask people to come see us. We'll take care of them.
From the Valley to the Panhandle and in two different time zones, right? Fort Stockton and El Paso Mountain Time, and they can still go with Rollo Insurance. Get a quote today with Jason Rollo and educate yourself in the process. Go to RolloInsurance.com. It's two L's, RolloInsurance.com.
High-speed internet. Everyone needs high-speed internet for banking, shopping, email, Facebook, and the list goes on. If you need fast, high-speed internet in the city or in the country, there is only one phone call you need to make. Call Starfire at 979-279-2788. Again, that's 979-279-2788. The satellite professionals at Starfire offer super fast, high-speed internet with unlimited data usage. This high-speed internet is available in the city and the country. Starfire also offers Dish Network or DirecTV for all your television watching needs. If you are looking for high-speed internet or great television programming at the best possible prices, call Starfire today at 979-279-2788. Again, that's 979-279-2788, or look them up online at StarfireSatellite.com. Again, StarfireSatellite.com. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1984.
Hi, Bubba Dixon here. Some say newer is better, but for over four decades, Tom Light Chevrolet has been the same name to depend on for the best Chevy buying experience in the Brazos Valley and beyond. And while some other dealerships have failed the test of time, we continue to have the same commitment to excellence we always have by offering an impressive selection of over 250 new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to choose from. Amazing everyday value, including the most competitive internet pricing around. Incredible lease options like a new 2016 Cruze for only $161 a month. And the same friendliness and consideration in serving our customers as the first day we opened our doors. So visit us off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan, and you'll see for yourself why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Same location, same name, Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
39-month lease, TTL and fees not included, based on 10,000 miles per year with 15 cents per mile overage. First payment due at signing, WAC on Cruise Limited.
Good morning. It's 12:13. Our Brazos. Did I say 12:13? I did, didn't I? That's actually 7:13. Well, because it changed from 12 to 13 just as I said it. How's that? Okay, fine. Whatever. Let's do weather, shall we? It's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FX.
It's Wednesday.
Yeah, of course it is. Woo-hoo! It'll be Friday before we know it. Go by and see it yourself at Action Sports, 202 Hottleman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com. Here's the hopeful weather.
Mix of clouds and sunshine today. There's the threat of a shower or a thunderstorm this afternoon. Will be 90 to 95 today. Maybe a shower or thunderstorm tonight, otherwise partly to mostly cloudy overnight. Lows 75 to 80. Turning partly sunny tomorrow. Shower or thunderstorm could pop up in the afternoon, 95. These storms that do develop diminish tomorrow night. Lows 75 to 80. Occasional sunshine for Friday and hot. Highs 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Zach Taylor will have your Aggie football report again. Also, the Brazos Valley Bombers make history with 20 wins in a row. And in Major League Baseball, the Rangers fall to the Athletics and the Astros fall to the Yankees. All of those scores are, oddly enough, 6-3. I'll have all the details for you coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So I didn't get any rain really at my house, but I understand in the city it rained in Bryan for, you know, half an hour or so.
Yeah, I got some at mine.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, we could use some more. Right now, Austin is getting pounded. This stuff popped up about half an hour ago and coming up from the south there. But that's, you know, that's 90 miles west of here. So
yeah,
not near us. And actually, most everything is headed off over to New Orleans. But when is there a day that New Orleans doesn't need a good cleaning?
Oh, right.
Yeah, anyhow, that's where most of the rain is. A little bit down in the Houston area. But we'll see what could pop up later on today. So did you see this video of the guy at DFW who just basically walked through a closed checkpoint?
No.
Oh, wow, no.
Last July, a man with no ticket, no bags, bypassed security in the easiest way possible. He just walked around it. Other people standing right next to him, waiting to be searched, he just kind of walked around.
Wow.
Police say 25-year-old Demetrius Cockrum made it all the way onto an American Airlines flight. Onto the flight.
What?
That's when finally a gate agent pulled him off the plane and escorted him to police. TSA says that since then, it has made adjustments.
Yeah.
You would think.
To the checkpoints at DFW, adding glass panels to the security gate.
So I can kind of see you getting through TSA if you just you act like you know what you're doing. And like you said, just kind of go around. And unless somebody's going to speak up and say something. But to get on the flight without a ticket.
Had to get through some more people.
Yeah.
How?
I don't know. I'm just saying that's DFW.
In this day and age, how?
Yeah, okay.
Well, we've all seen Home Alone.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
It does happen. All right, so let's see here. We were talking earlier this morning. What do you do about your watermelon to get it just exactly the way you want it? Ice cold watermelon, refreshing. I mean, going to have another hot day today, a hot week. But it is less nutritious than watermelon served at room temperature.
Really?
That's what they say. Scientists, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, say the watermelon stored at room temperature delivers more nutrients. Because that's why you're eating watermelon.
For right. The nutrients.
Because it's nutritious.
Yeah.
Whole watermelon stored at 70 degrees, which is about room temperature in air-conditioned buildings, have substantially more nutrients than the ones that you put in the fridge.
I didn't know the temperature of it affected the nutrients.
Well, that's
I knew like cooking vegetables, you can cook out some of the nutrients.
This
but
is apparently cold out.
Right, yeah. But,
which is weird because like cooking something, that creates a chemical reaction, and that's why like the heat typically in chemistry creates a chemical reaction. That's what does. I guess cold does too, but wow, that's interesting.
Well, why don't we Google nutrients in a watermelon so we can see what we're missing out on.
All you, Brad. All you.
I got it. Here we go.
Because after all, that's why we eat watermelon, because we want to know what's in it from a nutritional standpoint.
I just want it in a margarita.
I typed in nutrients in, and watermelon was the first thing.
Well, you see, we're trending again.
We're trending.
Nice.
Hey, speaking of trending, on America's First News this morning, when I tuned in, they were talking about the caffeine and the athletes.
Yeah,
the
I
topic.
Heard that.
And
I'm
sorry.
Said,
we did this yesterday.
People listen to us for show prep.
All
you
right,
know?
So what do they say?
Let's see. There is there's 0.4 grams of fat, no saturated fat,
yeah.
Of course.
It's gluten-free, right?
Yeah. It is gluten-free. It's vegetarian, too, yeah, oddly enough. No cholesterol.
Yeah.
3 milligrams of sodium. 314 milligrams of potassium.
There you are.
And 21 grams of carbohydrates.
Yeah.
Wow. Really?
17
Fruit
grams
has
of sugar.
Carbs.
Yeah. I didn't. Well, yeah, you always think you're eating so healthy, but if you go with the no-carb thing.
I wonder what that serving size is. Probably about a cup.
Let's see. It says amount 1 NLEA serving. That's 280 grams.
Oh, what is
okay.
An LEA? 200, of course. Okay. Yeah. Oh, when you say 200 grams, I know exactly what you're talking
280
about.
280 grams. And there's also 1.7 grams of protein
okay.
in that.
So. All right. So a lot of carbs. More carbs than we thought. Carbs and potassium. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we going? Okay. What we learned today. Hello.
Yeah, so if you store your watermelon in the fridge, the nutrients stay in the fridge. What do you do? Have to lick the shelves to get it?
He gets it. He
exactly.
gets it.
Exactly.
Where do they go? It's just like when you lose weight. Where's it go? I mean, is it just floating around waiting to glom onto other people?
Well, I'd tell you, but I lost it.
Okay, yeah, really. And nutrients. Where are those lost nutrients?
280 grams is about one cup.
Okay, thank you. Now we know.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Can we think of the lost nutrients just for a moment? Okay, thanks.
Can we have a moment of silence?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. It's Big Money Powerball Wednesday, you know.
Yeah.
At least $422 million because there was no jackpot winner in Saturday's Powerball. So tonight's prize, $422. By the way, this will be the largest Powerball jackpot since the record back in mid-January. That said, man who won $3 million on a scratch-off lottery game last year in Waycross, Georgia, invested all his winnings in the wrong thing. Well, wrong and illegal. Invested his lottery winnings in a crystal meth trafficking ring. Oh, my goodness.
Well, that's a bit of a risk.
Well, it is. Waycross, Georgia. Okay, congratulations. And then there's the Buddhist monk living in Lafayette, Louisiana, who's sentenced this week to 30 months in prison for taking more than $263,000 from his own temple to gamble at a casino.
Not very Buddhist of you.
I think that's, yeah.
A Vietnamese citizen whose name I can't come close to pronouncing might face deportation back to Vietnam after his release from prison from 2010 to 2014. He was president and presiding monk and the resident of in the temple of the Vietnamese Buddhist Association of Southwest Louisiana. Who knew we had one?
Yeah, not me.
But well, a lot of people from Vietnam did. They inhabited the coastal bend. When I lived down in Beaumont, there were a lot of them who lived in Port Arthur because that was kind of close to their world.
Right.
Ever see the movie called Alamo Bay? It's kind of about the bad stuff that happened when the Vietnamese moved in there. Anyway, according to his guilty plea, he wrongfully withdrew, as opposed to rightfully withdrew, $263,463.36.
Wow, that's a big chunk of change.
That is a big chunk of change. But apparently over time, not just quickly he did that. So
he's like, I figured
he's a Buddhist.
If I won, it would help us out.
Uh-huh. All right, tall people, if you want to be around tall people,
just come hang out with me.
There you go. You go to Holland.
Oh.
Dutch men and Latvian women are the planet's tallest people.
Huh.
Just so you know.
Hmm.
But Iranian men and South Korean women have grown the fastest in the last century.
Oh, well, that's because they stopped, like, breaking their legs.
That's true. Yeah.
But for the South Korean women, that was, like, part of their culture a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
That's South Korea. They probably still do it in North Korea.
That's probably true.
According to the largest ever study of the height around the world by the Imperial College of London, they had time because they don't have a football team. We've also learned that some—I don't know if they do or not. We've also learned that some nations have stopped growing over the past 30 to 40 years. Now, basically, all we care about is U.S. America because we're U.S. Americans. But U.S. is one of the first wealthy countries to plateau, followed by others like Britain, Finland, and Japan. Meanwhile, people in Spain and Italy and many countries in Latin America and the East are still gaining weight. Now, I gotta believe I'm not a geneticist.
Weight or height?
Height.
Okay.
I'm not a geneticist, and I don't play one on the radio, but dietary changes has got to have something to do with that.
Oh, for sure.
Because if you take people in areas where their diet just could not be as fulfilling or as healthy as it can be now, that's why we do see people, I think, in some countries in Central America who are quite diminutive, simply because now they've moved into this world and the nutrients are here and more available for them. Some nations also in sub-Saharan Africa, North Africa, and the Middle East have seen average heights decline over the past 3 to 4 decades.
Wow.
I also wonder if interracial relationships have anything to do with that.
You're probably right. Yeah. That changes the genetic pool, and that would cause that to probably happen.
Inter-height relationships.
That's,
you know?
Yeah, very, very true.
I mean, that. I could coin something, right?
That's right. Yeah. Oh, cue up short, people. Here we go.
Are you ready to get the college degree you've always dreamed of? Or looking for quick training for a new career? Then look no further than Blinn College. Blinn's academic transfer rate consistently ranks among the highest in the nation and recently earned national recognition for affordability. With workforce education, online and fast-track courses available, Blinn has the perfect course for you. Classes begin soon, so register now at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
Decades ago, your local electric co-op was formed to make sure everyone who needed electricity had it. As time went on and our communities continued to grow, so did the need for electricity. And time again, we've made certain that need has been met. Today, we're still doing everything in our power to keep affordable, reliable electricity flowing. It was our purpose then, it's our purpose now, and that'll never change. Mid-South Synergy, we are your crew.
Bombers baseball tonight at Nutro Bowl Stadium. Tickets start at $5 at bvbombers.com.
Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with a dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
Short people got no reason. Short people got no reason.
Nice.
Yeah,
short
why not?
People got no reason to live.
To what?
They got
to live.
I thought that's what it said.
They walk around.
1978. Randy Fantastic. Newman.
I was going to say, Randy Newman, man. I don't know how such a... How such a horrible song.
I know, but
it's so catchy.
It's a funny little song.
My brother was a jerk growing up, and he used to change the words to fat people have no reason to live and sing it when he walked into the room with me.
Well, we still got we got him for that. Yeah, we got Gundy for that. But then, anyway, yeah. And I think that won an Oscar or a Tony or something.
Stop.
I mean, this is an award-winning song.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, okay. So, you know the old guy you've seen on the eHarmony commercials?
Yes.
That's Neil Clark Warren.
Yep.
CEO and founder of the company, which matches people up for dates based on a whole bunch of factors. Well, yesterday, he's now 81 years old. Yesterday, he said he is stepping down as CEO.
Oh.
A guy named Grant Livingstone, who's currently the marketing VP for the company, will take over. But don't worry. Neil Clark Warren will remain chairman of the board of the company.
Oh, thank goodness.
And he'll be watching over the eHarmony as it extends their way of trying to match people up.
I wonder if he'll still do all the commercials.
You know, I would think for a time he would.
Yeah.
And what you want to do is you want to kind of, you know, maybe have this other guy come over.
Like a guest appearance.
Yeah, they do those commercials again. Well, but that's the thing you need. I don't know what this new guy looks like. But, you know, you look at Neil Clark Warren, and you just kind of trust, right?
Yep,
Here's a guy. How could he steer me wrong?
He knows about love.
That's it. Let me send him $15 a month or whatever it costs, mm-hmm. and, you know, and everything will be fine. So, anyway, new face coming up.
I wonder how long they have that the license for This Will Be an Everlasting Love by Natalie Cole.
well, you know, as long as you pay the royalties, that'll work. Yep. 727, let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Wilton's Office Works. They're located on the East Bypass. Between University and Briarcrest, or at Wiltons.com. Wiltons, you'll find furniture, supplies, and a whole bunch more. Weather, pretty much what we've been experiencing, except, in the last couple of days, in that it's a little bit cooler, but tomorrow it heats up once again. They do say we've got a 50-50 chance of showers, and again, in the city, did get a little bit of shower activity yesterday afternoon. Right now, it doesn't seem to be anything in the neighborhood. After this stuff gets out of here, then we've got a 20 or 30% chance of showers really running all the way through the weekend. Right now, looking at northeast winds at 6, and we've got 76 degrees.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Last week, the owner of a 24-hour restaurant in New York City, one of the last classic Brooklyn diners, decided it was time to close for good. Larry Georgeton said it was a new minimum wage that made this happen. He can't afford to pay cooks the $15 an hour the law requires, on top of rent increases and expensive health department inspection fees. Now, he didn't make his decision out of anger. It was the fast food workers that protested and demanded this. He said God bless them. But he simply can't handle the new wage law. He ran the numbers. To stay in business, he would have to raise the price of a hamburger from $6.45 to $9. He says he wouldn't do that to his loyal customers. Now, food industry experts say the story's not uncommon. For the few diners still operating, a new law makes the current business model impossible. So you can expect more closures. Now, liberal Democrats think business owners have an endless supply of money, big pile of it behind the door back there, to pay employees and comply with all these regulations, but they don't. Time and time again, these government rules kill jobs, close businesses, and the tax base of their cities dwindles. It's not just Brooklyn either. It's every state and city where Democrats run things. Democrats are the enemies of prosperity. And for too many of us, the enemies of the American dream itself. Ask them in Seattle about the minimum wage and restaurants if you don't believe me.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
We can do so much with today's technology, like shop and bank online. We can use public Wi-Fi. But those things can expose your personal information to identity thieves. LifeLock believes that you can still feel good about doing all those things and not having to worry, because LifeLock can help protect you from identity theft, unlike free credit monitoring services, which only detect changes in your credit. LifeLock's proprietary technology detects and alerts you to a huge variety of identity threats, and their U.S.-based specialists work to resolve issues if your identity is ever stolen. Now, nobody can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but with LifeLock, you can do a lot more with more peace of mind. Membership starts $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Enrollment takes minutes. Protection starts immediately. Call 800-440-4833 or visit LifeLock.com now. Promo code RUSH. 10% off your deal, 800-440-4833.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:31, 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The first person to announce running for a seat on the Bryan City Council says he wants to represent the same district as his father. Ruben Marine is seeking the single-member District 1 seat, is the son of Joe Marine, who was on the council between 2001 and 2007. Ruben Marine currently serves on Bryan's Planning and Zoning Commission and the Bryan Business Council. The filing period for the Bryan and College Station City Councils and school boards continue through August 22nd. Brazos County Commissioners are looking at relieving traffic congestion in all precincts. County Judge Dwayne Peters says two projects in next year's budget will be south of College Station. Yesterday's meeting, commissioners accepted a land donation to extend Mesa Verde to the Highway 6 overpass near Texas World Speedway. Peters says that's intended to reduce the load on Arrington Road south of William D. Fitch.
Paul Clark, who developed Indian Lakes and some of the others, he has donated the land to get that road accomplished. It will be a fairly major, there will be a thoroughfare, you know, that will run through that area.
The county is also looking at extending Cherokee Street,
which could give another route out. It won't be as good as this one because Mesa Verde will actually get you to an overpass. The other one, it will get you to the feeder road, but then you got to turn and go south to get to the overpass.
The extension of Mesa Verde is estimated to cost $1.2 million. The county also estimated the cost of widening Arrington at $2 million, but that is not being considered in the next year's budget. Participants in the formation of Texas A&M's first campus master plan since 2004 has included the city of College Station. City Manager Kelly Templin on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says the university and system are giving the city access to know their future plans.
And I have to tell you now, we probably have better access to not just the university and their planning and their discussions, but the system and the system agencies. We're engaged with them, meeting on a monthly basis now. So I think a lot of that, the discussion and planning loop has been closed.
The increased access comes after the A&M system did not give the city the time Templin wanted to work out infrastructure needs on a new student housing complex.
And the discussions are as good or better than I've ever seen them. So I'm very pleased with the discussions we're having and the access that they've given us.
A final draft of A&M's master plan update is expected by the end of August, and approval is projected in October. The state budget is expected to take a multi-billion dollar hit, and it's not all due to the rough times in the energy industry.
With oil down to around 40 bucks a barrel, Comptroller Glenn Hager told the Legislative Budget Board the state's definitely experiencing slower growth.
We expect the Texas economy to continue to expand, though at a much more modest pace than we enjoyed when obviously oil prices were $100.
Despite sluggish gains, state revenue estimator Tom Curra says a big hit is coming from the governor's transportation initiative.
When we come back next session, we'll have probably $5 billion of sales tax revenue that under previous law would have been in that number that now won't.
$2.5 billion is now dedicated to the state highway fund. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
Local businesses owned by women, Hispanics, African Americans, Asians, and American Indians were recognized yesterday at the Community Impact Awards hosted by the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce. This year's winners are Augustine Trevino of Trevino Smith Funeral Home, Jill Gallagher of First Alliance Mortgage, and Veronica Morgan of Mitchell & Morgan Engineers. The annual event is sponsored by Texas A&M's Procurement Services Office.
Last year, Texas A&M spent in excess of $26 million just right here in Bryan College Station area. and a significant portion of those dollars were with historically underutilized businesses. If we can spend those dollars here, we're saving trucking costs, we're saving travel costs, so that improves the sustainability of your businesses.
Assistant Vice President for Finance Rex Ajani says nominees for next year's awards will also include businesses owned by disabled veterans. You can hear more from the awards program online at WTAW.com. The monarch butterfly population declined 90% from 1995 to 2014. In January, Mayors Jason Byinski and Nancy Berry signed the Mayor's Monarch Pledge. College Station Parks and Recreation Marketing Assistant Hallie Cooch says to honor this promise, the city is doing several things to assist with the species' growth.
The City of College Station is creating a monarch-friendly demonstration garden at Lick Creek Park, as well as a butterfly trail. We've also altered some of our mowing schedules to allow milkweed to grow, as well as other nectar-producing plants.
Cooch says milkweed is an important food source for the butterflies, and you can help by planting it in your home garden. Free seed packets are available at Stephen C. Beachy Central Park. And this Friday is a free community planning meeting at 1:30 p.m. at the USDA building on Holloman. WTAW News Time is about 7:37. It's 76 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at 8 o'clock or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC. Equal housing lender.
If your business is spending too much on ink and toner, talk to Cartridge World. We help businesses save up to 30% on ink and toner. That's 30% less than the superstore prices. Cartridge World with 600 stores. We're home and office printing pros. We're locally owned. We get small business. And you'll save 30% on high-performance ink and toner cartridges every day. Find a store near you at CartridgeWorld.com. That's CartridgeWorld.com.
Good morning. It's 7:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to AnchorFoundationRepair.net.
We'll certainly see some sunshine today. Some clouds will develop. The question is whether or not they can turn into some showers and thunderstorms later today. Highs anywhere from 90 to 95. Maybe a shower or thunderstorm through the evening. It's partly to mostly cloudy later tonight with a low of 75 to 80. Becoming partly sunny tomorrow, a shower or thunderstorm may develop in the afternoon, 95. Chance of a storm tomorrow night, 75 to 80. Partly sunny Friday, highs 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, our very own Zach Taylor has your Aggie football report. The Brazos Valley Bombers keep their historic win streak alive with 20 in a row. And in Major League Baseball, the Rangers fall to the Athletics and the Astros fall to the Yankees. I'll have all the details coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you are. Let's head to the phones, and Congressman Bill Flores joins us this morning. Good morning, Congressman. How are you?
Howdy, Scott. Great to be with you this morning. I'm doing well.
Did you happen to hear President Clinton speak last night at the Democrat convention?
No. Unfortunately, I had bills to pay last night, so I didn't get a chance to listen to her.
So have you watched any of the convention at all?
I saw a little bit of Elizabeth Warren's speech on Monday night, and you know, I'm not a big fan of hers, of course. But one of the things I did find interesting, just in the little bit of time I watched it, is the fact that she kept referring to the rigged system when she was bashed on Donald Trump. And I got to thinking, man, that's going to backfire on her, because you talk about a rigged system. I mean, you've got the whole way that Hillary wasn't indicted by the FBI or the Department of Justice with her email scandal, and then you've got the emails have come out about how the DNC actively worked against Bernie, and also the emails that have come out that where they try to organize protests against Trump rallies, some of which turned violent. Of course, the press didn't talk too much about those, and they didn't talk a lot about the Bernie emails either.
Well, it's obviously, this is not the end of it. Everybody said this is just the tip of the iceberg, the first batch that that's come out. Story this morning in Politico, quoting you, and it's a discussion of how Trump has tried to make some headway with the leadership of the GOP, and maybe Ted Cruz did as much as anything could have been done to push some people like you who are not necessarily endorsing Trump over into his corner?
Well, I don't know that they've reached out to they reached out to me through my staff. But I how do I say this? I guess after, what I would say is after what Senator Cruz said, is I felt like the Supreme Court was too important to put any doubt about the importance of this election or whom we should vote for. So I came out the next morning at the Texas delegation lunch at the convention last week and endorsed Ted Cruz, and virtually every state elected official that spoke, including Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, and every congressional official that spoke, endorsed Donald Trump after that because of the importance of the Supreme Court. And so, you know, whether it's trying to protect our borders or fight ISIS or the Supreme Court, Donald Trump beats Hillary Clinton. Back to the question, though, one of the things that got me across the finish line with respect to Donald Trump is the fact that he picked Mike Pence to be a running mate. And Mike Pence is an awesome guy. I mean, committed conservative. He's a great communicator. He used to be in talk radio, actually. Mm-hmm. He spent 12 years in Congress, so he knows how the legislative process works. And he's been the CEO of a state, so he knows how to lead. So I've just been very impressed.
Either of the candidates' campaigns been in touch with you to go speak?
No, they haven't.
Now, they usually do the candidates not go out on some sort of a whistle-stop tour? And I haven't heard that necessarily Trump and Pence have done that.
I think they wait until after the convention.
Okay.
To do that. So they're waiting until the competitive convention, the Democratic convention, then I think they'll start. But candidly, I haven't followed what the Trump-Pence campaign's been doing this week. I've heard that they've gone to a couple places, but I can't confirm it.
Congressman Bill Floor is joining us this morning. Let's talk bullet train for a minute, because obviously there's a private company who is wanting to put in a bullet train connection from Dallas to Houston that would have a stop up near Tunis. And several members of Congress, I believe including you, are opposed to this, so like to get your thoughts on why you are opposed to that.
Well, I'm not opposed to the bullet train. What I am is I'm opposed to any federal involvement with it. So, I've got some constituents that are very passionate against the high-speed rail project. I also have some constituents that are very passionate for it. But when I look at it, it doesn't look to me like I need to have a dog in the hunt on this. Why? Because the only, as a U.S. representative, the only thing I need to do is to be have oversight over the federal part of the high-speed rail project's footprint. And so there have only been two nexus, if you will, between the high-speed rail project and the federal government. One is the Surface Transportation Board approval process. And so I don't want the Surface Transportation Board cutting any corners on the review process or waiving any of the requirements or anything like that. And so I've written letters to the STB saying, be sure that everybody gets the right hearing, that you don't do anything. The STB issued their ruling last week, said it's the rail is totally within the state and therefore they have no jurisdiction. Well, in my view, that was the right answer. So they were listening to what I was asking them to do. The second nexus is federal funding. Now, the high-speed rail folks have said that they're not going to request any federal funding, that they're going to do it totally with private capital. And so what I have assured our constituents is that I will never allow any federal funding to be used for this project. Now, what does this mean when you're all said and done? It means that all of the conversations and discussions and approvals regarding this project fall to state and local folks, whether it's state legislature or local landowners or the local county governments. And so at this point, except for blocking federal funding, I'm really out of the picture. So I'm not really for it or against it. I'm just, to the extent that it touches the federal government, I will have a position on that.
Finally today, I guess y'all are not back in session until the day after Labor Day. So legislatively, what are you doing now until that happens?
Well, we're not doing a lot, actually. What I've been doing as I go around the district is talking about our Better Way agenda. It's a project that Speaker Paul Ryan started late last year that deals with the Constitution, the economy, health care, national security, poverty, and tax reform. And as the chair of the Republican Study Committee, we provided substantial input into each of those six elements of this platform. So it's kind of like the Contract with America that was rolled out in 1994. And so I'm going around to the our constituents and talking about what we're proposing in each of those areas. And a couple of them I'm really excited about, actually dealing with poverty. If we really want to change the trajectory of the country economically and fiscally, we've got to get people out of poverty. We've got to look at it a totally different way than we've done in the past. And then also tax reform is another area where we could really jumpstart the economy in a huge way.
Well, you're right. Everybody needs to feel like they've got an opportunity to succeed, or they get angry, and we know bad things happen when that takes place. Congressman Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Appreciate you carving out a few minutes for us this morning.
You bet. Talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you. Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Would you like a stronger marriage? Then pay attention to how you fall asleep. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. The other night, I was headed upstairs after a long day when I decided to check on my boys before turning in. My oldest, Trent, was zonked, but from the hallway, I could hear my youngest son, Troy, who's 8, restlessly tossing in bed. I poked my head into the doorway and whispered that it was time to get to sleep. I could hear the exhaustion in his voice when he said, "I'm trying, Dad, honest. I have my eyes shut and everything." I chuckled at the response, but later, as I drifted off myself, it occurred to me that healing a marriage is a lot like the process of falling asleep. If you think about it, we can't make ourselves go to sleep. We can turn off the lights, keep warm under the blankets, and, yeah, shut our eyes. But once we've created the right environment, all we can do is be patient and give our bodies time to respond. And it's a good analogy to remember if your marriage needs help. You can't force your relationship to be better or to heal faster. What you can do is fill your home with the right conditions every day, such as love, communication, respect, and appropriate boundaries. Then be patient and give your marriage time to respond. Like falling asleep, changes may not happen right away, but a healthy environment gives your relationship its best chance to flourish. To help your family thrive, go to focusonthefamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
This week, a woman will make history in the city of brotherly love.
We want to write the next chapter in American greatness.
But who will help Hillary Clinton unite her party?
There has never been any man or woman more qualified for this office.
CNN brings you all 4 nights with unparalleled access.
We believe we are stronger together.
The Democratic National Convention. Live coverage starts today at 4 Eastern on CNN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-519-7796. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-519-7796.
High-speed internet. Everyone needs high-speed internet for banking, shopping, email, Facebook, and the list goes on. If you need fast, high-speed internet in the city or in the country, there is only one phone call you need to make. Call Starfire at 979-279-2788. Again, that's 979-279-2788. The satellite professionals at Starfire offer super fast, high-speed internet with unlimited data usage. This high-speed internet is available in the city and the country. Starfire also offers Dish Network or DirecTV for all your television watching needs. If you are looking for high-speed internet or great television programming at the best possible prices, call Starfire today at 979-279-2788. Again, that's 979-279-2788, or look them up online at StarfireSatellite.com. Again, StarfireSatellite.com. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1984.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team of Navasota. It's 7:51. Well, it's time once again to check in with our very own Zach Taylor with your Aggie football report.
Well, quarterback is arguably the most high-profile position on the football field. And for Texas A&M, they'll have a brand new face of the offense in graduate transfer Trevor Knight.
My whole process was looking for something perfect for my senior year. I was a guy that was extremely happy at Oklahoma, loved the people that I was around, got to do a bunch of great things. But just, you know, when it boils down to it, I miss being on the field. I miss playing football. And so Coach Riley, the offensive coordinator at Oklahoma, gave me some great advice, and he related to his coaching ventures, and it was don't walk to something, run to something. If there's an opportunity that you're running towards and you feel like it's great for your future, then take it. And I think Texas A&M was that, and since I've gotten there, everything's fallen into place with being named the starter and just other things with relationships off the field that have proven to be true in that.
Now, Knight is also a San Antonio guy, so coming to Texas A&M is a bit of a homecoming for him. He and the Aggies kick off the season on September 3rd when they play host to UCLA. And that's been your Aggie Football Report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach. In Texas collegiate baseball, how does 20 wins in a row sound? Well, it sounds pretty good to the Brazos Valley Bombers as they returned home and kept their historic win streak alive with a 6-3 victory over the Woodland Strikers. Zach McGuire got the Bombers going in the bottom of the third as he hit a two-run double that scored Garrett McCain and Anthony Herrera. McGuire had two hits total on the night. Hunter Wilson hit a sacrifice fly, scoring Tim Lidstey. The Bombers added insurance runs in the bottom of the sixth as Mark Whitehead hit an RBI double, scoring Spencer Hemphill. And Herrera scored Whitehead on a single. Whitehead was 2-for-4 on the night and scored a run. The Bombers close out the series with the Strikers at 7.05 p.m. tonight at Nutrabolt Stadium. Pre-game's at 6.30, and you can catch all the action on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, in Major League Baseball,
here's the 1-1 pitch and swung on line to right center. Reddick, a long run in the alley. He dives and he makes a phenomenal catch in right center field. And that's it for the ball game tonight as the A's have won it.
Oakland's Sonny Gray struck out 8 Rangers batters and was able to overcome his one volatile inning as the Athletics beat Texas last night 6-3. Prospect Joey Gallo homered for the Rangers in the 5th inning in his first start this season. Nick Martinez got the loss. Game 3 of the series with the Athletics is tonight in Arlington at 7.05 p.m. Meanwhile, in Houston,
swung on and line to right field. That is a base hit going to the right field corner. DeShera has scored. Here comes Castro. They're sending him in. The throw home is not in time. And all the way to third goes Hicks.
New York CC Sabathia allowed 2 runs over 6 2/3 innings last night as the Yankees beat the Houston Astros 6-3. Marwin Gonzalez hit a solo home run in the first inning, and Evan Gattis homered to start the 7th. The Astros look to avoid the sweep against the Yankees tonight in Houston at 7:10 p.m. Kevin Durant got huge roars last night from what will be his hometown crowd as he played with the U.S. Olympic team in a 107-57 exhibition win over China in Oakland. Durant scored 13, while DeMarcus Cousins had 21 points and 11 rebounds, and Carmelo Anthony scored 20. Meanwhile, Roger Federer says he'll miss the rest of the 2016 tennis season. The 17-time Grand Slam singles champion says he needs to protect his surgically repaired left knee. Federer wrote on his Facebook page that he'll also skip the Rio Olympics. And Arizona public safety authorities say the van involved in Sunday's deadly collision with a Dallas Cowboys staff bus on its way to Las Vegas didn't yield the right of way at a stop sign. Authorities also say the four people in the van who died were Chinese nationals. Nobody on the bus was hurt. And now here's KO.
Thanks, Brad, and that's going to do it for sports. Now for our friends at Team of Navasota, we'll get to the deal of the day here in just a minute, but at Team of Navasota, they strive to build long-term relationships with their customers. Even if you're someone looking for a Ford car, truck, SUV, van, doesn't matter. They have a highly knowledgeable and certified sales staff, expert finance department, huge inventory, all at Team of Navasota. You can take a look online at teamofnavasota.com, and you can take advantage of their trade evaluator. All right, now as promised, that deal of the day, a 2015 Ford Fiesta, 19,000 miles, great gas mileage, would be a great first-timer's car. To find out more, again, go to teamofnavasota.com. And that's going to do it. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Debbie Lewis. I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness, sponsored by College Station Medical Center, focuses on local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from right here in the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with the Meds Dr. Roquet. Third Day Counseling is here to talk to us about addiction, and we're going to talk about how to be happy and healthy. Be sure to listen Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
Brad Mitchell in the studio with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates, ZARealestate.com, to get in touch with the ZA team. Now, okay, let's say you're buying a house, and let's say you're selling your house, and you guys bring the stagers in there. They make it look great. Mm-hmm. How many times do you guys get people asking you guys, I don't know if I want to sell my house now that you guys made it look so nice? Does that happen often? Or
well, I mean, I think they're joking. I hope they're joking. But we do. We actually hear that a lot. We've had people cry joyful tears, not unhappy tears. We get really nice messages. I think it just feels odd to have a group of people come into your home and help kind of move things around and decorate. And then when people see the final product, they're really moved because they understand that we really are honoring them and just doing the right thing to help them get top dollar for their home. So we hear people with that kind of joking message actually quite often.
You guys are the ones who know what you're doing. Get in touch with them. Check them out online. ZARealestate.com for Zweiker & Associates. That's ZARealestate.com.
What are you waiting for? A 6-year limited powertrain warranty? Savings on performance matched implements? How about generous customer instant rebates and low rate long-term financing? Head down to your local Kubota dealer before July 31st and take advantage of this incredible offer on L-Series compact tractors. Kubota, this is what we do. For complete warranty details, see Kubota.com or your authorized Kubota dealer. Visit WC Tractor in Bryan, your authorized Kubota dealer for Brazos County, or online at WCTractor.com.
When it comes to my money, I like to keep things simple. That's why I have a Prosperity Simply Free checking account. Free. No one's going to beat that price. And there's no monthly maintenance fee, no individual check fees, unlimited withdrawals, free debit card, free online banking. Prosperity is the big bank with your community's bank inside, where you find real bankers, not just a bank. ProsperityBankUSA.com. Member FDIC. $100 minimum deposit to open account.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, just a couple of minutes till. Okay, if you're wondering how the opening night of the Democrat convention ranked up against the Republican convention, well, the Democrats win. Hey, hey.
Of course.
26 million, watch that one. The Republicans a bit less at 23 million.
That's because the Republicans were watching the Democratic National Convention. To see how crazy it is.
Well, and then, but they were all disappointed when they found out that Bernie actually got a haircut.
We just wanted to see Bill's speech.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. So tonight on TV, it's America's Got Talent. It's Paul Zerndan performing.
Mm. What does he do?
I have no idea. Okay.
America's Got Talent, so the anti-Democratic National Convention.
Yeah, that's right. Big Brother, got a new view of that. You got American Gothic, that's a new episode, and also Master Chef. Coming soon to a movie theater near you, Ghostbusters director Paul Feig has signed to make a movie titled Supermodel Snowpocalypse.
Stop.
About fashionistas caught in a snowstorm in Chile.
Oh, my God.
Based on an article by Mickey Rapkin, who is best known for writing a book that inspired Pitch Perfect. Rapkin's Elle magazine article was titled This Drug-Fueled Multi-